Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock half hour, and it is Monday, and so that means I'm joined by a very knowledgeable guest for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. This afternoon, we're speaking with their Director of Public Health, Jill Rosenthal, who is reminding us about the fact that every single one of us in some way is positively impacted by the work of the National Institutes of Health. We're going to get into, in a minute, Jill, I want to ask you about what's this indirect cost thing and why does it matter? Because it sounds super technical and people may not realize what it's all about. But I wanted to remind everyone, what Jill has been sharing with us is that here are the things that the National Institutes of Health work on. Cancer, diabetes, addiction, heart disease, mental health, and the development of new drugs. I challenge any single one of you out there to tell me you are untouched by one of those issues in you or your family's lives. We all benefit from the work of the National Institutes of Health. And if that ain't enough for you, here's their impact in Wisconsin. Nearly $654 million in grants coming into the state of Wisconsin from the NIH every year. That supports nearly 8,000 jobs and helps spur $1.5 billion in economic activity here in the state of Wisconsin. They're working on things like Alzheimer's disease. Do you know somebody who has suffered from Alzheimer's? Cancer, chronic lung disease, heart disease, stroke? Again, those are all big killers here in the state of Wisconsin. The NIH works on all of that. So to bring it back to, like, what exactly is Trump trying to do? Where does it stand? There's not only personnel cuts, Jill, but also there was a lot of press about this slashing of indirect costs in research grants to, quote, 15%. Help people understand why, what that is, what are they talking about, and why 15% might sound reasonable, but why in practicum it just don't work that way.
Yeah, thank you. So it's a little wonky, but in addition to the funding that folks receive to do the actual research project, they get an extra amount called indirect costs or funds, which help fund the kinds of things that enable the researchers to do their research. And so that amount is set, it's negotiated by the institution and NIH. It's actually set in law that that's the way this works. And President Trump is proposing to cut it to no more than 15%. There are now institutions that are getting 40, 50, 60%. And that's really important resources for these institutions to do the research that they're doing. So that's paying for things like laboratory equipment. It's paying for scientific libraries to do research. It's paying for maintenance of equipment. It pays for support staff, for utilities. And one particularly concerning piece here is that it also pays to train young scientists. So folks who are working on getting their degrees, who are working at these universities, they are dependent on those resources for their job. So if that funding gets cut to 15%, those institutions are going to have to find ways to reduce that the workforce. And that means we won't be training the scientists of the future. So that not only hurts the particular research topic, but it hurts our
training pipeline, basically,
absolutely,
right?
So that we can stay on the forefront of innovation in the future.
Yeah, these two pieces, what I've tried when friends have asked me about it, Jill, I've said, when you're doing the most high-tech, difficult, complex research that is about curing disease and improving overall wellness, you need research infrastructure, the very labs themselves, the software, the programming, all of the updates for that. And it ain't cheap if you want to compete on a global scale and help innovate. It is always the most state of the art. Important here that the negotiation between the NIH and, in most cases, the research institution that is conducting this sort of of groundbreaking, life-saving research is written into law to be negotiated, which means there is variability depending on the type of research we're talking about. And so that has been the approach. This to me is an example of the epitome of just across the board cutting with no rhyme or reason, having disastrous impacts. The reason that Jill, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you mentioned the use of indirect cost percentages to train people is that they're not the PhD holder in given science. So they're not the grant recipient. And yet those people who are the direct grant recipients need to train people. So the actual human beings are oftentimes, the trainees are oftentimes part of that indirect cost. I'll just say this. For those of you that don't know my background, I was both a research and teaching assistant in my master's degree level coursework. I was effectively one of those trainees. My studies were actually covered in part by not an NIH grant, but a grant from the National Science Foundation. I was working on a research project with my professor in economics. So it shows up in lots of places. We are all being impacted positively now by the good work of the NIH, but this in peril and jeopardy. Jill, where do things stand right now with these absolute gouging cuts with no rhyme or reason to them that Donald Trump has proposed?
Yeah, so that's a good point. Because it is in law, it is being legally, the cuts are being legally challenged. And we are right now waiting for that to play out in the courts. So right now there is a stay. So the cuts have been blocked and that's temporary. So we are waiting. There was, in fact, a hearing just on Friday that extended the cut for a bit. And we're waiting for a final decision.
So the litigation is proceeding right now. Those cuts put on hold. Call up your elected officials in Congress. Call Senator Ron Johnson. Tell them, don't cut the NIH. Their business is saving your lives and our lives as Wisconsinites and Americans. Big thanks to you, Jill Rosenthal, Director of Public Health for the Center for American Progress Action Fund, making us all smarter this afternoon. When we come back, everybody, I'll be joined for Dom Salvi, the guy with the great show that follows mine, for a little bit of In Case You Missed It, as we review the week's past headlines. Keep it locked, everybody. Back in just a moment.